This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Agriculture is facing the challenge of difficult weather conditions at the same time as the challenge to increase food production to feed a growing world population. The Los Angeles Times reports University of Delaware researcher Carl Schmidt says the game is changing since the climate is changing, and agriculture has to start anticipating changes to make to feed 9 billion people by 2050. So, he and his colleagues visited Africa to study how potential new breeds of farm animals could withstand climate change. Warmer temperatures can create problems for animals raised for food. If more shifts in summer temperatures turn to extremes, Michigan State University researcher Gail Strasberg says there will be more problems. Oklahoma State University scientist Megan Rolfe says the main idea is to create more efficient and heat-tolerant animals. And here is your weekly Illinois crop and weather report. Cool temperatures and wet conditions limited what producers could accomplish last week. Over 2 inches of rain hit the southeastern part of the state and caused minor flooding. The rest of the state experienced enough precipitation to limit field work. Corn planting increased to 43% complete, slightly ahead of the 5-year average of 41%. Oat planting progressed to 72% complete, behind the 5-year average of 84%. Sorghum and soybean planting reached 7 and 3%, respectively. Headed winter wheat reached 2%, well behind the 5-year average of 26%. There were 1.7 days suitable for fieldwork. Statewide temperatures averaged 53.9 degrees, 2.7 degrees below normal. Statewide precipitation averaged 1.46 inches, about a half inch above normal. Topsoil moisture was rated at 9% short, 77% adequate, and 14% surplus. Subsoil moisture was rated at 4% very short, 23% short, 68% adequate, and 5% surplus. Winter wheat condition was rated at 2% very poor, 7% poor, 31% fair, 44% good, and 16% excellent. Pasture condition was rated at 1% very poor, 6% poor, 37% fair, 43% good, and 13% excellent. As we can hear from the report, corn planting has progressed quite a bit in a week. Market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, went over the progress.
It has, and I've got questions from some farmers in the areas that haven't made much progress saying, where is the progress being made? But if you look back at where the rain fell last week, most everywhere got rain, but there were many areas that really didn't get as enough rain to keep them out for a long period of time. Some areas did get heavy rains and had to be out of the field longer, but there were significant areas that received less than an inch of rain, and once the temperature started to warm up, they were quickly able to get back in the field. And so by late week, we saw a lot of active progress. And the general expectation of the trade is that with the weather fairly open until at least Wednesday of this week, and in some cases Thursday and Friday, depending on where you are in the Midwest, a lot more progress is going to be done this week as well. So the expectation is that we should come close to catching up to the normal pace overall for the national crop by next Monday's progress report. The problem will be northwestern Midwest, where very little corn has been planted, very little spring wheat has been planted, and very little progress is expected this week or next week, heading into the middle of May. And those farmers are very concerned, but I don't think the trade's really concerned about that at this point.
I know many farmers in my area, they are finishing up with corn and they're already out in the fields with soybeans.
Exactly right. And Illinois made great progress over the last week to 10 days and is actually ahead of the 5-year average on corn planting with the weather that really supported them there. And on soybeans, they're at about 3% over the last week. And so that's still below where we normally would be. But as you said, we're rapidly catching up with that. So no real concerns about Illinois. It's making good progress. The real concerns come as you move north of Interstate 80 and particularly the western areas of that, northwestern areas. That's where the significant delays are.
Do you have any word on how those who were able to start planting corn a little bit early fared through the rough weather we had? Is there worries about a lot of replanting?
Well, I haven't heard a lot of worries about replanting. I know locally there are some concerns about replanting, but I am seeing reports of corn slowly coming up, sometimes after several weeks of laying in the ground. But that's always a concern when the seed has to lay in the ground for a long period of time. As I said, locally it's a problem, but regionally, the big picture, I haven't heard it as being a big concern yet at this point. But if it was my field, I would be rather nervous at night thinking of those seeds laying there and not coming up.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman with Water Street Solutions. Stay tuned for part two of this afternoon's Farm Show, where we'll check in with local farmer Matt Stolte on how the planting season is going. Many farmers have been making progress in their fields in recent days, including local farmer Matt Stolte. Stolte is also the president of the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders, who have an experimental plot that they recently finished planting. Stolte gave a rundown of this year's plot.
Correct, yes. This is actually the fifth year for the Montgomery County Young Leaders corn and soybean plots, and the plots are in the same location they have been for the last 4 years. They are located at Carl Martin's residence along Interstate 55. If you just take the west frontage road and go back north, you'll run right into Carl's house. You'll see the sign there on your left-hand side.
When were you guys able to get in to plant this experimental plot?
The corn plot went in on April 26th. That would be a Saturday. We started planting about 1 o'clock and finished around 3. This year we have roughly 15 corn companies that are involved with the plot. Feaster hybrid number 2770 will be this year's check. We've had several companies that have either joined together or have decided to back out for other reasons. But we've also had one new company want to get involved with us as well.
And what's generally the amount of companies you guys have in the plot?
The first year we had right at 15 or 16. I think it fell off to 13 the second year. I know last year was probably the highest. We had 18 corn companies get involved. We're right about average with 15 corn companies for this year.
All right. What about the soybean companies? Do you know how many are going to be participating in that?
There will be 13 soybean companies that can get involved, and the soybean plot will be located just north of Carl's house, basically at Thomas Martin and his mother's house.
With all this rain we had lately, are you concerned at all about the plots getting flooded out and not growing?
I haven't talked to Carl recently to see the amount of rain that he actually had. From that basically Saturday evening, Sunday time frame and on. But you take a look at any of the corn planted, basically the 24th, the 26th, and the 27th. And that seems to be the main concern right now with the conversations I've had the past 2 days of whether it's going to make it or not. If for some reason the corn plot does not make it, we do not have enough plot seed to replant it. So we'll probably just let it go for this year and worry about the soybean plot coming up.
Stolte also summed up how planting season is progressing on his own farm.
Planting season for us, we finished up on May 24th, right ahead of the rain that Thursday. And just like everybody else, I've got to go take a look at a few fields that we finished up on to see how that corn is emerging and whether or not we're going to have to replant or pull out the hoe, which I've seen a couple of those already going on my trip over here.
And that's always unfortunate when that happens, when you have to go and replant. How many acres do you guys have total?
We got roughly 635 acres of corn and roughly 600 acres of soybeans that have to go on the ground.
Now, this year, did you guys decide to plant any more soybeans than usual with the price of soybeans versus the price of corn, or is it pretty much a same breakdown as you usually do?
Normally, we stay 50-50, and that's the way it's been for as long as I can remember. We don't lean heavy on one side or the other, usually stay right there in the middle.
And what are your biggest concerns in facing this growing season, especially when you look back at last year for soybeans? There were a lot of people who had weed issues, and now with corn, there's been rumors that there might be some more pest issues this year. What are your big concerns looking forward?
I think if you take a look at the whole photo that we've started with, the ground conditions have been perfect. There virtually hasn't been any green fields this year to take a look at. I do have a black cutworm trap out. I've caught a few moths. Some of the captures in northern counties have been a little bit more significant than what we've seen in this general area, so I'm not too concerned with black cutworm being out there. Weed pressure, I think if you start clean, stay clean, it's looking pretty good right now. pest issue. You know, we've got western corn rootworm that has started to make its way back into the area. So the guys with some corn on corn acres, that's going to be the main focus for this year, to keep an eye out for that pest.
Palmer amaranth has been a really big one that people have been worried about seeing in their fields. Did you see any of that in your field last year?
I haven't actually scouted any. We take a pretty good caution on weeds that are out there. We go ahead and spray. Of course, neighbors' fields are a little bit different, but in our geography, neighbors are good to us and we're good to them, so we've stayed pretty well clean.
Well, that's great. That's always good news, and it is best to stay ahead of it, especially when it comes to these resistant types of weeds.
Exactly. If you've already got it in your field, it's too late.
Again, that was area farmer and Montgomery County Young Leader President Matt Stolte. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.